Okay, starting Lulav HaGozel. Okay. Lulav HaGozel v'hayovesh posel. A stolen lulav, and the reason it's there's a lulav is because same reason we make the bracha on the lulav, because it's the highest of all the three, and even the Torah mentions Esrog first, but the lulav represents all of the minim, and therefore it's discussed first, and the other ones are discussed later. Lulav HaGozel, the Hayavish Pasul, a stolen lulav or a dried out lulav, are Pasul, Shal Asherah V'Shiloni Dachas Pasul. If it's a lulav that was from an Asherah, and the Gemara will discuss what kind of Asherah, but it's Pasul, a tree that was grown for Avodah Zarah, or Irani Dachas, both of them have to be burnt, and therefore they don't have a shear, that's the Pashut reason. Ksusei Mechta Shiurei. Some learn because of mitzvah of Avera. There's another gears in the Gemara. Niktam Rosho, if the top of the lulav was cut off, Nifritzu Olav, or the leaves were separated, Pasul. Nifridu Olav Kosher, the leaves were just separated, but not, we'll see what Harashi learns, but not totally separated from the lulav, then it's Kosher. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Yagdenu Milmala. Rabbi Yehuda says you have to tie it up so the leaves are compressed against the stem. Tzimei Harbazel Kseros, certain type of lulav. We'll discuss what exactly what type of lulav is, but it's kosher. Tzimei Harbazel lulav sheish bo shlosha tvachim kedei lenanea bo kosher. A lulav that has three tvachim and enough in order to shake is kosher. So totally you need four tvachim. Three tvachim, and we're talking lulav, we're talking about the shedra, the backbone of the lulav, not the necessarily the leaves. So there has to be three tefachim, a backbone, plus what's it called, another tefach that can be shaken. Rashi, lulav agazul, lulav kafshel tmarim, v'hadar toni hadas barov v'bapin akshayim. The lulav over here does not refer to the whole aguda, all three, but the lulav itself. Gozel, posel, v'kachim lochem ksiv mishalachem, has to be yours, if you steal it's not yours. Yavesh, t'bo'id mitzvah muhuderes. Right? You need hidrich, see van vehu. Tosfos says that from zekeli van vehu, that's only lechatchila, that's all by all mitzvahs. Here's a special halacha of priyetz hadar, and we learn lula from Esreg that it has to be hadar, has to be appealing, attractive, and not something that's unattractive. Shel Asherah, Ilan Shovin Oso Avodah Zorah, and Asherah is a tree that served as Avodah Zorah. With the Gemara Mefarish Taima, the Gemara explains the reason why it's possible. Vishel Irani Dachas, Mishum to Vesreifakoi. It has to be burnt. You have to burn everything in Irani Dachas. The Chsiv has called Shlova Tikbots. The Lulav boy sheared Zahu Tvachim. Come on, the Lulav has to have four Tvachim as a shear. The Kivan the Haile Sreifakoi ain't Shirokayim the Kesorov Dami. And since it has to be burnt, it doesn't have a shear. Basic idea is that shear gives the thing chashivas. And when something has to be burnt, it's lost its chashivas completely. So therefore, it's as if it doesn't have a shear. Nikdam rosho pasod lovi hadar. Whatever nikdam rosho is makes it unattractive. And Tosfos says nikdam rosho can either be with the two middle leaves, the two top leaves where the top was cut off a little bit, or Tosfos says that it's talking where all the tops of most of the leaves are cut off. Other Rishonim learned that's talking about the tiomis, which is the middle leaf, is cut off, even a little bit. Or some say that has to be that the shedra itself is cut, the rivet holds. That has to be from the, not from the leaves, but the part of the shedra itself has to be cut off. Okay. And some hold that it has to be the top three leaves all cut till the shedra. So we're mocked it so much that it shouldn't be opened or whatever, or a little bit cut on the top, is halacha maybe, but lemaisa, the letter shittas or rishonim that hold in order for lulav to be possible, you have to have a lot more cut off than just a little bit. Nifritzu olav mishedra, if the leaves got detached from the shedra, the ena mechuborim el yedei aguda, ki chufya, they're not only connected now by something artificial, like a broom. You tie them back together like the bristles on a broom. Shikor nashkova, lav hodaru. So that's not hodar. So therefore it's possible. Tosfos learns that's for sure possible. If the leaves are completely off and you just attach them on with a string. But it's talking nifritzu olav is talking where, what's it called, where most of the leaves, what's it called, are divided into two. As all the leaves of a lulav are two connected with a hinge at the back. And here that hinge is torn and the leaves are drooping, what's it called, completely cut most of the leaves. That's called nifritzu olav, that's possible. Nifritzu olav mechuborim hem b'shedra. They're connected. Rashi learns that they're still connected to the shedra, to the backbone. But they don't stand up straight, they droop. That's kosher. Yagden l'mala, and Rabbi Yehuda holds, you have to tie them at the top so they don't droop. In Nifra, do all of Yagden l'shu olim ha-shedra k'shar l'lovim. Tzinei har barzel, Neforesh b'gmora tzinei dekolim, tzinei are palm trees, and k'sheros b'lulavim shalahem. The lulav that grows on these palm trees is kosher, even though it looks different than a regular lulav. The afopin sha'olim shalahem k'tanim ma'od, the leaves of this lulav are very short. They ain't olim ma'arka shel shedra. Most lulavim, the leaves overlap. These don't overlap. They grow continuously along the whole side of the lulav. Kedei l'naneyabom, the first of Morish, loshet v'achim te'a shedra, keneged orko shel hadas. The shedra of the lulav has to be at least three t'vachim. The tefach yosa kedei l'naneya. And one tefach of leaf above that, that you can shake. Because the Nianuim are part of the mitzvah. You shake the lulav to all the directions to avoid the bad rains and bad dew. Okay. Kaposik betani loshna biyantif rishon veloshna biyantif sheni. Now, so first of all, yovesh. What's a dry lulav? So, first of all, Rashi says the reason Yavesh is Pasuk, it's not Hadar. It's not attractive. The Yushalmi says that we learn from a Pasuk, Lo HaMesim Yahalaluka, that a dead lulav is not kosher, and dead means it's dry. How dry? Tosa says it has to be so dry that it crumbles if you rub it with your fingernail. Others say that as long as it's white, loses all its color, but not the leaves, but the shedra, that's what's it called, that loses all its green, moist look. And the Meiri says that dry is, if you bend it, it breaks. It's brittle. Now, it doesn't have to be mamish that it disintegrates, but if you bend it, it's not pliable. It breaks because it's brittle. Kaposik v'tani, lo shno b'yantif rishon, lo shno b'yantif sheni. The Mishnah says, doesn't make a difference, Yantif Rishon or Yantif Sheni. Yantif Sheni here does not mean second day Yantif in Chutz Laretz. Yantif Sheni means Chol HaMoed, talking Eretz Yisrael. And it means Chol HaMoed. The first day is Min HaTorah. The other days are what's it called, and since it's talking about the Yantif, meaning Lagabi Lulav, it's still a Yantif, right? It's still a Mixus Yantif, it's Chol HaMoed, so it calls it Yantif Sheni. That's the way most Rishonim learn. We're talking about outside of the Beis HaMikdash, the second day of Chol HaMoed, where lulav is only the Rabbanim. Outside of the Beis HaMikdash, lulav is only Min HaTorah the first day, v'kachtem lechem b'yom harishon. The other days are a takon of Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, zecher l'mikdash. In the Beis HaMikdash, u'smachtem lefnei Hashem Elokeichem, shivas yomim is lifnei Hashem Elokeichem. In the Beis HaMikdash, there was a mitzvah all 7 days, Min HaTorah. So according to most Rishonim, Rashi tells us, learn, this is going on Chutz l'mikdash, where the second day is only the Rabban. And that's what the Gemara's Kasha is. Kaposik v'tani lo shno b'yantif rishon, v'lo shno b'yantif sheni. Doesn't make a difference if it's we're talking about lulav min haTorah or lulav min the Rabbanan, gosel and yavesh or posel. Right? So that's how most Rishonim learn. Yantif sheni in Chutz l'aretz, mamish yantif sheni, most Rishonim learn has the same thing as yantif rishon, suffik, whether it's the first day or not. So it has the same dinim as if it would be the first day. So that is not the Gemara Shail over here, what would be the first day Chol HaMoed. There it would be the third day, would be the same thing. But the second day is Sofik Rishon, and therefore you have to have all the dinim that the first day Min HaTorah would have. The Rambam doesn't hold like that. The Rambam holds that the second day Yontif in Chutz La'aretz has a din of Chol HaMoed. And whatever is kosher, Chol HaMoed, is kosher the second day Yom Tov also. And the Ramban here has a different pshat in Gemara. He learns talking about Deraisa, that Yom Tov Sheni means the other days in the Mikdash where it's Min HaTorah. That the first day is Min HaTorah everywhere, and the second day is only Min HaTorah in the Mikdash, and that's where the Gemara is Medayik, that both Yavesh and Gazel be Pasul, right? In the Mikdash. But what would be the halacha, legabi the dinder abonin of lulav bigvulin, that this Gemara doesn't discuss. The nafkamina of all of this is, which psulim are pasul Chol HaMoed outside the Beis HaMikdash, and which are pasul Chol HaMoed in the Beis HaMikdash. It would depend on how you learn this sugya. Okay. But in any case, the way that most Rishonim learn, Yom Tov Sheni means Chol HaMoed. Doesn't make a difference. The first day Yom Tov, which is Min HaTorah, or the second day Yom Tov in Eretz Yisrael, which is only the Rabbanan, right? Still, both Gozel and Yavesh are possible. So Bishlam Yavesh Hador Ba'ina Velekha says Pre-Eitz Hador. That is a description of the Etzem Lulav itself. So a Lulav, it's not Hador, it's not a Lulav. So a male, it's possible even by the Din de Rabbanan. And the Rabbanan made the mitzvah, they made it, Kein Doraisa. Ela Gozel, but Gozel, why should Gozel be possible the other days? It says, Lakachem Lachem Bayom Harishon, right? Lachem has to be yours. Ela Biyantif Sheni Amai, right? Amai Lo, why shouldn't it be kosher? You don't need Lachem. And it wouldn't, and the way we're learning, the Rabbanan would not have made a halacha in something that's not in the Etzim Lulav. In other words, what an Etzim Lulav is, the Rabbanan came along and said, whatever a Lulav is the first day, that's the same kind of Lulav you have to use the other days. But the tnoim that are outside the lulav, that has to be yours, why would the Rabbanan extend that halacha? That has to be yours for the other day. They gave you mitzvah to Rabbanan. Why should you have to, what's it called? Why should it have to be yours? Om Rabbi Yochanan, Mishum Rishim Ben Yochai, Mishum Tahavi Le Mitzvah Abo Baveira. Because the mitzvah that comes through an Aveira, you stole the lulav, and you makayim the mitzvah because you were stole it, that's what enabled you to do this mitzvah, a mitzvah that is enabled to be done by an Aveira is not a mitzvah. Shenemar, where do I know mitzvah of Aveira is not a mitzvah? That you're not Yotze the mitzvah if you do it through an Aveira. Shenemar, it's not that you do an Aveira at the same time you're doing the mitzvah. If you're eating chazer while you're lighting Hanukkah candles or whatever, you Yotze the mitzvah. It's where the Aveira becomes part of the mitzvah itself. That's where the mitzvah is no mitzvah. Shenemar, v'aveisim gozel, v'yesa piseach v'yesa chole. Right, you're bringing me stolen sacrifices and lame and sick. Gozel do me the piseach. So the fact that it's stolen is similar to a lame animal. Ma piseach lesle takanta. Just like a lame animal, there's no way of correcting it. Av gozel lesle takanta. Same thing with gozel. There's no way of correcting it. Lo shno lifne yiyush, v'lo shno v'acher yiyush. Doesn't make a difference if, there was yiyush or there wasn't yiyush. And after Yiyush, Lachor, it's yours. So there's no problem of Lachem. Lifne Yiyush, it doesn't belong to the Ganav. So then there's a problem. Lukachem Lachem, it's not yours. Right? You're not Yotzei with a borrowed Lulav either. But after Yiyush, you're Konet. So why aren't you Yotzei? It's Lachem. So why aren't you Yotzei? Right? Bishlam, Lifne Yiyush, Adam Kiyakrav Mikem. Right? By the carbon, it says it has to be your animal. Right? Yakrav Mikem. Can't be maktish, an animal that's not yours, and you can't bring an animal that's not yours. So I understand what's it called, lifnei yiyush, not yours. Omer Achmon, v'lav didehu, el l'achar yiyush ha'kanya b'yiyush, but after yiyush, you're kona the animal with yiyush, it's your animal. So why can't you bring it as a carbon? El l'ab mishum davile mitzvah b'lavere. Must be the reason it's possible for a carbon, just like if it would be lame, is because it's what's it called, mitzvah b'lavere. Right? What does it say? The Rabban Hashem says, I love justice, and I hate Gezel, even if you're bringing me sacrifices from stolen things. I hate it. I hate the fact that it's stolen. There's a king who was going through the toll, place where they collected taxes. Give, pay the toll. Amr lova, lo kol ha-mechesh kulo shulcho. What do you have to pay the toll for? It all belongs to you. Amr lohem, imen mi yilmedu kol ovrei drachim. Velo yavrichu asum min ha-mechesh. Same thing with the carbon. Everything belongs to the Ribbono Shel Olam. So what difference make if it's stolen or not? But the Ribbono Shel Olam wants us to know that we shouldn't bring stolen things, so he doesn't accept stolen things, even by an ola. Af HaKadosh Baruch Hu omer, ani Hashem soni gezel ba-ola. Mimeni yilmedu b'nai, v'yavrichu asum min ha-gezel. It my nami omer, v'yami yavish pasul b'nei shein hadar, gozul pasul mishum davli mitzvah v'era. And Rav Ami said the same thing, that yavish is pasul because of hadar, and Gozel is possible because Mitzvah Aveira, and Mitzvah Aveira is possible both on the first day where you need Lachem, and on the second day, even though you don't need Lachem, but Mitzvah Aveira is a psul in itself. Kaposik v'tani possible, lo shno b'yantav rishon, d'chiyuva midoraisa. Again, Rashi learns that yantav sheni over here means cholamoid outside the Beis HaMikdash. Doesn't make a difference, yantav rishon, where the chiyuva is minat Torah. Lo shno b'yantiv sheni, the lesser bin atilus l'vel me'avonim. It doesn't make a difference that the first day of Chol HaMoed, which the Gemara calls yantiv sheni, which is only the Rabbanim, because of a takon of Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai. The b'yom harishon k'sim. Chutz l'mikdash, it says, l'kachtam l'chem b'yom harishon, that's the only day that's been atorah. So bishlom ha-yavesh prosom b'the Rabbanim nami. I understand why Yavesh, the Rabbanim, would have extended that psul to even lulav the Rabbanim. Even the mitzvah who mishum zechel mikdash bo'inen hider mitzvah. Right, since it's a mitzvah zechel mikdash, so the concept of hider mitzvah is not only by lulav, it's by other mitzvahs too. Memela they extended that thing even into the derabbanon of lulav. Amaylo, but why did they extend gozel? Gozel is only a tnai that says by the first day, and it's only a tnai in lulav. So why would they extend that outside tnai to the mitzvah of the derabbanon? Once you have a bona fide lulav, if you're not mekayim all the tnoyim that apply to the mitzvah doraisa, that's not called kein doraisa tikkun. Kein doraisa is in something that's in the goof of the dover, not something that's incidental to it. Amaylo mehechites l'mitzvay. Why would the rabbanim pasul lochem, right, gozul on the in the mitzvah lulav the rabbanim? Shneamar vadeisim gozul. The Gemara says no, it's because of mitzvah of avera. And mitzvah of Aveira passes even the mitzvah of the Rabbanim. The Ashkechon Krah, the Osir Lahavi mitzvah of Aveira. We find that it's Osir to bring a mitzvah, but Aveira merely not Yotze the mitzvah. So some learn that mitzvah above Aveira is a Dindra Raisa. Tosus here, Eskash is the Chorah, why do you need psukim for other psulim? Why don't we passel because mitzvah aveira maschma that it's a din d'oraisa completely? The Meiri says that mitzvah aveira is only a din d'rabbanan. It's only a psul d'rabbanan. Others learn that mitzvah aveira only passels things that need a ritzui, like shofar, lulav, karbanos, since we learn it from karbanos. But mitzvahs that are not l'ritzui, stam mitzvahs, mitzvah aveira doesn't passel. And others learn that it applies to all mitzvahs, not just lulav, shofar, mitzvahs of ritzui, like a korban, but all mitzvahs. We learn from korbanos to all mitzvahs. We'll see as we go on, there's other tanoim, a mitzvah of aveira, right? One tanai is, according to many achronim, that it's only where without the aveira you couldn't have done the mitzvah. So the aveira contributes to the kiyum ha-mitzvah. But where the aveira is incidental, you could have done the mitzvah even without the aveira. Right, the Aveira is only incidental to the mitzvah. There we don't say mitzvah of Aveira, according to many shittas. Okay, not according to everybody, but according to many shittas. Okay, so where do we learn mitzvah of Aveira? V'aveishim gozel, da'ashken krod, da'osu v'havi mitzvah Aveira. Ma piseach ein lo takana, la'achar zman la'krivo. There's no way you can bring a lame animal as a korban. Shari mum kavu olam yisu. It's a lame animal is a mum kavua, and that's it, finished, possible. Af gozel, so gozel is compared to that. Yalfina minod, the ain lo takon lachasman. There's no way of fixing up, stealing a carbon and bringing it as a carbon. Vafilu biyush, even if the bailim are mayayish, and then you're koneid. And Tosus here has a long arichas, whether yiyush kadi is koneid or not, just yiyush alone enables the ganav, the Goslin, to be kol ne'ed. It's a machlokas. And it would seem from here that after Yiyush, the Gemara seems to say it is. Tosus says, no, it's lav dafka. It could be Yiyush and Shinri Hashem. Before it was chol, now it's kodesh. So a person stole something, it was makdish it. After yiyush, there's the yiyush and there's a shini Hashem also. Together they're kone. Whatever it is, even after you're kone it, you're not yotzei. V'afilu b'yiyush, shamini le'lemori, the miyayish, v'omer v'ayle le'chisorin kis. What's yiyush? We heard the owner say, I give up. Vay to the loss of money. I'm not going to ever get this thing back. So he's miyayish. Right? And even though once the Baal Meyayish, that animal now becomes yours, the you still can't bring it as a korban. Even though now, conceivably, you could be Makdashit. Before Yiyush, you can't be Makdashit. Because it says, what's it called? Ishki Yakdish is Beso. Ma Beso Birshuso. I've called Birshuso. You can't be Makdash something that's not in your Rishus or not yours. It has to be yours and in your Rishus. So the Ganav can't be Makdish, it's not his. And the person who owns it to begin with can't be Makdish, because not in the Rishus. The Ganav has it. But once the Bailam are Mayayish, now it becomes the Ganav's animal. So the Chora, he could be Makdish and bring it as a carbon. And still it says it's possible, even after Yiyush. Mashma, there's a reason, even though it's mine, that I can't bring it. Why? Because since it's mine, only through stealing, it's a mitzvah of aveir. Shone gezel ba'ola, ba'olo shatem b'vim li, the Rabban Shem says, I hate gezel if you steal things and bring me them as karbonos. Ani shone es ha-gezel shatem gozli mosam. The apophi shakol shali, even though everything belongs to me, so for me, what's the difference, the Rabban Shem says, who I get it from? At mitchila shali ha-isa. The beginning was mine, now it's mine. Still, I don't want you to steal. It my nami, the time of the masnis and the gozel, the yontif sheni, mishumitzvah right? Ravami said, the fairish, the psul of a gozel on yontif sheni is because of mitzvah haba ba'aveira. Okay. Yeah, so some say that Reb Shimon is the only one who holds Kol Omed Lisrof Kesorim Tzara. But we don't hold like that. Right, so Mamish, it's Nisrof, not. But the fact is, you should need a shear, even if you don't say Kesorim Tzara, it loses Hashivas, it's not Tzara Mashiach. So if you hold it like Kesorim Tzara, you don't need a shear, it's just broken up or whatever. What do you want to say?